If you were the king of Bhutan suddenly, what sort of things would you do?
Well, let me think. I never ever imagined I'd be the king. It's difficult to come up with an answer right away. Well, I think I would continue working with all the social issues. And like, I come from a family where my mother is like really very, I think she's very actively engaged in a lot of voluntary work with a lot of social issues. So that has, I think, encouraged us all to be somewhat take interest in these sort of things. So that's why I'm very happy with my job too. And yeah, I think I would continue, especially in the really remote corners where there's like life is really difficult for people because they have no access to roads. And I've seen a lot of these places. I've traveled quite a bit in rural Bhutan, so I think I would continue to stress on poverty elevation and trying to improve there. Yes.
Yeah, and you've lived and traveled abroad quite a bit, I take it. And with all of that experience from other parts of the world, is there anything that you would like to change about life here in Bhutan?
Okay, the first thing that comes to my mind, I may have think differently later, but the first thing that comes to mind is to build a sense of civic sense, like anything, ownership of public property, cleanliness, things like that, because you know, modernization is happening, urbanization and all the towns coming up, and you see garbage all over the place. And the first thing when you come back, when you visit anywhere outside Bhutan, like the US or Japan or somewhere, and you come back to Bhutan, the first thing that strikes you that is everything is so dirty, you know. Yeah, not as bad as other places, but still, I mean, we could do a lot to improve that. And I think a sense of community, like, this is our town. We need to take charge of our town. That sort of attitude, I think, has to be.
Yeah. So that attitude's not really present right now.
No.
So it's more of a, oh, someone else will take care of it.
I think they depend too much on the government, because the government was doing a lot. And so I think, especially with the, you know, like the rural population, and even a lot of, we have a lot of rural urban migration. So people have this attitude that the government will do it. The government will take things. So that is, I think that really needs to be changed.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And what do you think is the best way to change that?
I think awareness, and you have to give them a sense of ownership. And I think then people will begin to realize,